I'm Jason Brown with Lappy and Pear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, as the snow fell heavier and the roads grew quieter, one thing remained constant: the steady presence of our local law enforcement, Bishop Fire Department, Bishop PD, Bishop CHP, Bishop Paiute Tribal Police, Inyo County Sheriff, and many other law enforcement and first responders officers up and down the valley, working through the night and day to keep our community safe from the heavy branches blocking the roads to trees down, and even arcing power lines. Let's all not forget our linemen, making sure the power stayed on and checked the lines when called out to do so. While many of us stayed safe and warm at home with our families, these dedicated officers and linemen met the storm face to face. I witnessed it firsthand. I'm able to arrive, document what's happening, and leave, but they remain on scene until the danger is fully cleared. Whether it's waiting for power lines to be safely discharged or ensuring falling branches are removed so traffic can move again, they stay until the job is done. Their commitment never wavered, not because of the weather, the hour, or the challenges that serve conditions bring. Public safety is often most visible when circumstances are at their worst. During this snowstorm, our first responders proved once again that their role extends far beyond enforcement. They are helpers, protectors, and neighbors who stand ready regardless of the conditions. To everyone who worked long shift, missed the time with their loved ones, and braved the elements to keep our roads and neighborhoods secure, we see you and thank you. Your service does not go unnoticed, and your commitment strengthens the spirit of our entire community. On behalf of Sierra Wave Media and Laughing Parrot Productions, we thank you for your unwavering dedication. I witnessed it on Tuesday night. Again, to all of you who posted pictures on our Facebook host page on Wednesday, oh my God, of your snow days, that made my day. Thank you so much. All right, now some serious news. A newly patched zero-day vulnerability affecting iPhones, iPads, and Macs allowed attackers to run unauthorized code and potentially access private data. Because it was exploited before a fix existed, unupdated devices remained at risk until patched by Apple Inc.'s latest OS updates. Why do I tell you about this? Because you need to update your system. It matters because once a flaw is public, attackers target devices that haven't been updated. Installing the latest OS, the vulnerability stores normal security protections. Well, Measure U Community Forum in Lone Pine, envisioning tomorrow, it's going to be February 24th. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. The location is going to be Lone Pine High School Auditorium. The purpose is to learn about district plans to modernize schools with a focus on safety, security, and comfort. Attendees can review proposed upgrades and share their perspectives. Well, Congressman Kevin Kiley is introducing the Keep Jobs in California Act of 2026 in response to California's proposed wealth tax, which would apply retroactively to certain former residents of the state. The legislation prohibits any state from imposing a retroactive tax on the assets of individuals who no longer reside in the state. California's proposed wealth tax is an unprecedented attempt to chase down people who have already left as a result of the state's poor policies, said Representative Kiley. As a result, many of our state's leading jobs creators are leaving preemptively. No state should be allowed to reach back in time and impose a tax on someone who no longer lives there. This is fundamentally unfair. The proposed 2026 billionaire tax, which proponents are aiming to place on the ballot in November, would confiscate 5% of the assets of individuals with a net worth of $1 billion or more who resided in the state as of January 1, 2026. Several prominent business leaders have announced they are leaving California in response to the wealth tax proposal, including Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, Oracle CEO Larry Ellison, and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. The bill will officially be introduced on Friday. Well, in sad news, John Gary Booth, a lifelong resident of Owens Valley, passed away peacefully on February 9, 2026, after a short illness. In a touching and perhaps fitting coincidence, he has passed away on the same day as his beloved wife, Jill, 14 years to the day after her passing. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. at East Line Cemetery on Saturday, February 28, 2026, and then a celebration of life with lunch and refreshments after at the fairgrounds at the Tallman Building. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook, Instagram, or X, or you can go to sierrawave.net. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. But most of all, thanks for listening.